Unit 3, Section 1, Exercise 19. Listen to the second part of the story, The Rose Pin. Choose the correct answer to the questions.
Angela Baker turned back to her dishes. As she washed the last plate, her eyes filled with tears. What was happening to them? What could she do? What we need is a miracle, she thought. Then, a single phrase came to her mind. She said the phrase aloud. The rose pin. Angela walked slowly down the hall, entered her room, and reached for the little jewel box. She opened it and picked out a beautiful rose-coloured pin in the shape of a ballerina. Angela held the pin up to her cheek. Then she walked down the hall to Carrie's room. She tapped softly on the closed door. There was no answer from within. Quietly she asked,
May I come in?
A tearful voice answered,
Go away. You want me to dress like a 9-year-old. You don't even care how I feel.
Opening the door, Angela sat beside her daughter and held out the pin.
What's that?
This was given to me many years ago by a wise and wonderful woman when I felt like you. I want you to have it.
Carrie fingered the pin.
It's so beautiful. Where did it come from?
Why, it was great-grandmother Schuler's pin. It was given to her many years ago by her ballet instructor in Paris after a very special performance.
Great-grandmother Schuler? In Paris? Ballet? My great-grandmother Schuler?
Oh, yes. Her family was quite well-to-do in Germany during her childhood. They fled to Paris after helping some Jews escape. She was able to study ballet for a short time. When the war began, they only just managed to escape to America. They lost everything.
Carrie sat quietly, fingering the pin.
I thought the pin would look nice with those new jeans you bought recently,
her mother said. Rising, she gently closed the door on her way out of the room.